Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So many things we take for granted until we don't, right? We take for granted our heat until the furnace breaks. Have you had that happen? You freak, man. Seriously. Have you had it happen? Most people have access to some guy, some company. Yeah, I'll call my guy. And then they're there and they fix it until you can't, right? So many of us have take for granted housing, beautiful homes, until we don't have one, right? Right? I mean, just assume it'll be cool. You'll be paying it. You got good jobs. You have savings. You got backup. You got family. Until you don't. And I'm pointing this out today because we're in a very tenuous situation in America right now. Vast wealth and vast poverty. I have never, on a personal level, seen the divide this great. And I'm not making judgments about success or failure because I've had both. But I am making judgments about us and our ability to help each other, and we have to do it. And it became self-obvious this morning and self-evident, however you want to describe it. I'm standing out there in the cold with the dog, watching the dog crap, which is entertaining at 4 a.m. And I'm thinking about how damn cold it is. And then I've been in so many homes with folks that don't have heat because we end up grabbing folks from Tootie, quite frankly, to put furnaces in homes. I was just in a home last week with a guy who's got lung cancer and hasn't had a furnace in 20 years, and now he does. And for you and I, we take it for granted, right? Just put the heat on, damn it. Right? But for him, he hadn't had a furnace in 20 years. I mean, and I don't think, and I tell my wife this stuff all the time, I don't think we understand, or you understand, or I understand that dynamic until you're there. Physically there, and you say, man, these folks don't have damn heat, man. And it really hits home in the morning when you're standing outside and it's, what is it, 19 degrees, something like that. You know, it's flashing back to this home in the Hill District where the woman was 90 and she was sitting on a chair shaking. She was so damn cold. And I was surrounded by volunteers who were putting heaters in her house. And then the next day they put in a new furnace. And I got an email this morning as if it was serendipitous, quite frankly, from Patrick, a complete stranger. And it rocked me, quite frankly. It scared me. And it had me frantically texting guys that I know about, can you help this family? And I got to read it, then I'm going to grab this young man. Hey, Marty, my name is Patrick. I have 3 children. I have no heat. My father's dealing with cancer. I'm reaching out to you because I don't know where else to turn. Everybody says I should get a hold of you if you could give me a call. So a couple things that really kind of grabbed me about that. Number one, this is a family guy. He's got kids, and just the idea of kids being cold or hungry kind of rocks me, quite frankly, as it would you. It's our thing, right? And sometimes I think we care more about sweaters for our dogs than heat for our kids, and that's just my social commentary this morning. And then he says his dad has cancer, and I'm thinking, Jesus. When I went through chemo and radiation, I was so out of it that I couldn't manage anything in my house. So here's a young man. He's got three kids. He's got a wife. He's got a father with cancer. And they've got no heat because some goofball landlord won't fix anything. And I just think that we have to be compelled or inclined in America to provide immediate assistance rather than waiting for Joe Biden or Tom Wolf or whoever the hell we think is going to send us a check from somewhere and, or a vaccine that we can't find. Because at the end of the day, we have to take care of each other because they won't as much as we need them to. And I wanted to snag Patrick real quick. He's getting ready to go to the hospital, taking his father to Hillman, I believe, for cancer treatment. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Pretty good.
It's actually not real good, right? Because things are really, really cold in your home, are they not, sir?
Yeah, it's a little cold in here.
And what you have a really bad furnace system is what you're telling me, right?
It's a radiator boiling system. I don't even know if it's up to date, to be honest with you. I just know I get two rooms of the house get heat, and the rest don't get no heat.
None. And you have three
None
kids?
None at all.
You have three kids, sir?
Yes, and I'm taking care of my elderly father that has lung cancer.
My gosh. And did your father just move in with you, sir?
Yeah, I just started taking care of him as of last week.
And you're taking him to Hillman today?
Down to the UPMC group down there at 400 Oxford Drive.
Yeah. And how is he far along with the chemo radiation, or is he just getting into it, or what?
He's just getting into it. He'll start. We sit down with Gina. She's a magnificent woman down there.
Yes.
And she's going to introduce us to it and explain it all to us, and then Dad starts on Tuesday.
And we cannot have your father cold. This must be upsetting to you, having cold kids and a cold father, right?
Oh, yeah.
You had to be kind of in a panic when you sent me an email, right?
Oh, yeah.
What races through your mind? What's going on? Are you mad? Are you frustrated? Are you afraid? What is it?
I mean, I'm pretty mad and upset because, I mean, I've never served this fellow wrong, him or his wife. You know, I've paid my rent on time. I've always been on time. And as we speak right now, my rent's caught up until April 1st. So you
can't get anything fixed.
Right. I've tried numerous text messages, calls, and I get no response. I mean, he won't even fix my roof, won't fix my heat, won't fix the ceilings.
Is that your wife in the background giving you advice, sir?
Yeah.
Put her on the phone.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brittany?
Yes.
This has to be really frustrating for you as a mom, right?
Oh, it is. Yes. See, what happened was the other day, okay, so the electric is in the landlord's name, and all I asked her was if she could take the supplier off because there's, like, the electric, and then there's a supplier, so it, like, raised my bill two times as much, and it was like...
All right, let me get right into this, Brittany. Hold on. So don't want to fight with that today. How cold is it? Cold in the house right now?
Yes. Yeah. The radiator in my room does not work. It's busted. So there is no heat whatsoever up in my room. So we tried to plug in our electric heater, and it kicked the breaker. We can't even run electric heaters in here.
All right, Brittany, you tell Patrick that we have someone headed your way, okay? We'll get this taken care of today.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. And so there you have it. A family in the house. It's in Wall, PA, Wilmerding, outside of Wilmerding. They have old heaters. They can't get warm. Dad has cancer. A lot of Americans facing this. A lot of people facing this dilemma. And this is what we're about. We have to think about other people and how we can help and how we can make a difference. And we're going to do that right now for them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!